mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday, TGIF. TGIF, I get to just plunge into spending time with my family, and I get to plunge into cleaning out my garage. I get to plunge into spending about 8 hours a day on top of that working on martial law, 911, rise of the police state. Because normally, of course, I do my own radio show and then two or three interviews a day. Then on top of that, I then go work until late at night on this film. But it's kind of nice to get to spend more time with the family and then just throw myself at the film, because then it's somewhat enjoyable. It's pretty hard when you're... I'm not whining here, but I just wish there was more I could do. But unfortunately, if you want something done right, you got to do it yourself. And martial law... 911 Rise of the Police State will be available in late February. It'll be done in early February on PrisonPlanet.tv for members. But then I have to have the DVDs mass manufactured, and that takes 2 or 3 weeks. To send it off, have it authored, then have a couple thousand of them printed up. I know we've got mega callers here. We've got Ellen Mariani, 9/11 widow, suing Bush for government involvement in 9/11, joining us with a great update in about 15 minutes. Right now, let's go to calls. Let's talk to Cliff in California. Go ahead, Cliff.
Good morning, and bless you for what you're doing, Alex. I talked to Joyce Riley in Standale this morning. There's a very bad alert out for different types of stuff, you know, that's going to be happening to Los Angeles, San Joaquin Valley, and the Bajas, and New Zealand, and places like that. You can find out the information on standale.com.
Well, what type of alerts? What do you mean?
Alerts for earthquakes.
Well, yeah, the earth is definitely in a upset cycle right now with snow in Las Vegas and feet of rain in California, Southern California, and, you know.
Let me speak real quick here, then I'll get off the line so somebody else can get on there. I've been monitoring HARP for about 2.5 months, and Mr. Dale and me talked about that, and also Joyce Riley. I have all the patents on all and the information, you know, I've been studying on that. And I've made an antenna, a Tesla coil antenna with intermittent snap-ins for different frequencies. And they've been really shooting that stuff, you know, electromagnetic radiation into the atmosphere real steady here lately. And it comes on for 22 seconds and then goes off for 72, then it comes right back on. But they shut it off this morning at 6:40 California time. And... There's a new patent out by the name of Franklin Y.K. Chen, C-H-E-N. I got all the numbers, and I'd like to give you this information to the guy before I hang up to somebody else.
Well, you know, patents are incredible. They've got, 1954, the Sound of Skull system. People don't believe that. Now the military is going to have it in their helmets. I mean, it's just so much incredible stuff that has been invented, and you're right. They do have weather modification technology. It's been quite well developed. It's pretty advanced now. What's this new patent number?
The patent number is 5762298, June 9th, 1998. It's by Franklin Chen. And he was involved with them 90 scientists down there at the Oak Ridge Laboratories, you know, in Tennessee. And him and the guy that invented... you know, the deal for the HARP system, you know, I've got all the stuff on him, too. But they've got a lot of other people working on all this stuff now, and they're really gearing it up. And that's what has really surprised me. The guy that invented the HARP system, his name was Eastland. Have you ever read his patent?
Yes, I have.
Okay, well, he's involved with a bunch of them now, and they're working like heck with this, and they've got a bunch of this stuff already up in the satellites.
All righty, sir. Well, thank you for the call. We'll be right back, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, folks. folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit ARCInstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, my friends. Again, 8 minutes, 18 seconds into this second hour. Thank you so much for joining us. Well, Governor Ridge is on the Army Public Affairs section of the Army.mil website saying, oh yeah, we're integrating the regular Army with the police, and this is the model we want to use all over the country. I wish they'd put the Army on the borders, the Canadian and the Mexican border, but that would be constitutional. So let's do everything that's unconstitutional and does nothing to keep us safe, but everything that brings us into a high-tech police state. And Governor Ridge is also out front, saying that he is very, very proud to announce deals with Europe and other countries to have a unified ID card, not just a state driver's license ID card, that's under federal biometric national ID card standards, but now with foreign countries. So I remember about 4 years ago reading the United Nations talk about world standardization of driver's license, and now that is beginning to happen, or citizen ID cards. Very scary. Here's an article out of the Aberdeen News. Local board members needed. The selective service system is looking for men and women to serve as members of local boards that are currently in a standby mode. A prospective member must be a United States citizen, at least 18 years old, registered with the Selective Service, if male, not employed in law enforcement, not active or retired armed forces member and not convicted in any criminal offense. Once identified as qualified, candidates recommended by the governor are appointed by the director of the Selective Service acting on behalf of the President of the United States. As board vacancies occur, they must be filled with candidates from the identified jurisdictions. Each new board member receives initial training after appointment and consideration training each year thereafter. If a military draft becomes necessary, approximately 2,000 local and appeals boards throughout the nation would decide which young men in each community receive deferments, postponements, or exemptions for military service based on federal guidelines and community standards. Anyone interested in becoming should contact Sonny Mogason at 605-484-2554 or Wayne Asserchenik at 605-484-9355 or visit ss.gov and click on the board member application. Now, they haven't been setting up the draft boards since the end of Vietnam. They've introduced the bills for a draft. The Pentagon's own documents are now public, but the war is being lost. It's getting worse and worse. They said National Guardsmen are going to have to maybe spend not just 2 years now, 24 months, but 4 years or longer. And how are they going to get a draft? Well, I'm sure if there's an unfortunate terror attack, that'll all get us to submit and go along with the draft. And I've got the Pentagon news release here. They are considering attacking, that's right, my friends, attacking Syria, saying that they've got the weapons of mass destruction. Bush, of course, over the weekend said, Iraq invasion worth it. Despite lack of weapons of mass destruction, the invasion of Iraq, which ousted Saddam Hussein and has cost the lives of some 1,300 U.S. military personnel and billions of dollars, what is it, $300 billion now, was absolutely worth it. Despite the absence of any weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, President Bush told ABC News' Barbara Walters in an exclusive interview that they've already released clips of days ago, but it's coming out this weekend or tonight. The White House acknowledged today that there is no longer an active search for Iraq weapons of mass destruction. The final report from Chief U.S. Weapons Inspector Charles Dufeller, due out next month, has concluded that the former regime had no formal written strategy or plan for the revival of a weapons of mass destruction program. Isn't that just darling. Later I want to get into European probe lands on Saturn's moon and more on what I talked about earlier. U.S. Homeland Security chief calls for international biometric standards on ID cards. Adam in Kentucky, welcome.
Hello, Alex.
Hello, sir.
Love your show. I kind of got a question for you. Around here we had a couple schools that got the some kind of unknown rash, kind of burning on the skin and stuff. It was in a couple of schools. I got sent off, supposedly to Atlanta, Georgia right now, to be analyzed. But I got a phone call last night from a friend of mine that she watches satellite, I guess something on satellite news or something like this. And she was telling me about some kind of a airborne infection that had spread over like 7 or 8 different states. And I hadn't heard nothing about it. And I was just kind of wondering, seems like nobody knows what it is or anything. I'm just kind of wondering if it's something might be dropped out there to see how fast it would spread or who it would infect, or have you heard anything about it or anything?
Well, last hour I talked about the thousands of admitted cases where the U.S. government killed U.S. citizens in subways in San Francisco, open air release in subway in New York to U.S. troops. So this is admitted. You know, just type it into Google, U.S. government tests lethal biologicals on U.S. citizens or chemical weapons on citizens. Hundreds and hundreds of articles, if not thousands, will pop up over the years. But somehow the average public isn't even aware of this. A big problem that isn't government-related, at least directly, is that after 50 years of overuse, the over-prescription of antibiotics, you have thousands of superbugs. And there are horrible flesh-eating bacteria all over the world now, killing people, killing hundreds a year in this country. And if you count all the staph infections, it's thousands. You have just horrible drug-resistant or drug-immune TB all over the U.S. now that's, again, you hardly ever hear about because people would call for the borders being controlled, so there's no discussion of that. I mean, when immigrants came to Ellis Island, they tested them for TB. They don't even do that now. It's just, come on in. We'll put you next to our children in the public schools.
Yeah.
And there is a horrible respiratory problem giving people deathly pneumonia in both sides of the lungs, and upper and lower in each lung and on both lungs, all over the country, killing a lot of people.
Well, I just thought it was kind of strange, and I just wanted to get feedback on it, and I figured you'd be the only person to call there and find out about it. And I sure love your show there, and I'll get out of your way so other callers can ask other questions. I thank you, Alex.
Thank you, sir. It was really good hearing from you. Roger and others, your calls are coming up later, and we'll tell you about this World ID card system as well. But right now, I am honored to have with us a 9/11 widow, Ellen Mariani, and we interviewed her about a year ago, and now she's back on with us to tell us about her lawsuit against Bush, bringing forward evidence of government complicity, and just some of the things that have happened since we interviewed her. There's now been a criminal complaint to the New York Attorney General, Elliot Spitzer, listing just the blaring examples of government involvement and total prior knowledge. That's 110%. Government carrying out the attacks about 99.5%. I mean that when I say it. Ellen, good to have you. Are you on with us?
I am. Thank you, Alex. And everything I'm going to say today, I have proof of.
Well, there's been a lot of things that have happened. First off, tell us about yourself and about your husband and how you got involved and how you woke up.
Woke up after 40 years of sleeping. I never dreamed we had a system, a judicial system that is corrupt, completely corrupt. And I also believe that 9/11 was intentionally allowed to happen. And I'm very sad over that, and I think we all got to wake up. Hopefully it's not 40 years like I did until some person or persons or a government started this in September 11, 2001. I was on a wedding trip to my daughter's, and my husband was behind me. We kissed him three times. We kissed each other and hugged each other, and that was the last time I've ever seen or heard of him, where he is, heard his voice, or seen his smiling face. There is nothing found of him.
And the aircraft that he was supposedly on, tell folks what that hit.
That was supposedly, you know, to be the flight he was on, 175. That was supposedly the one that hit the second tower. Now, there's a lot of people that do not believe it. And because they went ahead, the government blocked my wrongful death lawsuit December 20th, 2001. Literally went right in there, the government officials, with the excuse of security, and blocked and threw out my wrongful death. I believe it's the only one that's ever been thrown out in our country due to security reasons. And my
they always declare national security.
Well, my question is, Mr. President and all his officials that he has brought on with him.
Yeah, the big cover artist, Michael Chertoff, is going to be the new Homeland Security leader.
Who are they protecting and being whose security? That's my question. And so,
the security of the New World Order, Ellen.
There I go again. I've been sleeping for 40 years until they murdered many, including my husband, innocent people, who now have thousands and thousands of homeless children, fatherless, motherless, who go to bed at night crying and do not know the truth.
And the government told you guys, this has even been in mainstream news, we'll pay you off and give you money if you drop all your claims or if you shut up about government involvement. And thousands of families haven't gone along, but it's hard for them to ever get on the news.
Well, the part that I don't like is not only did they say that, but they've gathered grieving groups through the Red Cross. The Red Cross is in on this, too.
Oh, of course they are. Stay there. We'll talk about them.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardavite? Cardavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardavite.
All right, we're talking to Ellen Mariani, and since she brought up the Red Cross, I just want to say this. I go in 7-Eleven. I'm in businesses. It's everywhere. Give the Red Cross for the tsunami. I said this after 9-11. The Red Cross stole half the money. The Red Cross actually went to the Oklahoma City post offices and said, give us all the mail, and they took it from Oklahoma City and falsified signatures and stole all of it. They lost a $1.3 million lawsuit just with one family over that. People see a family on TV. Oh, I'm going to send that lady $10,000. Never got there. It's an actual criminal organization. It's been an intelligence arm for a long time. The Bank of England sending $25 million to Lenin used Red Cross agents to do it. I mean, it's a well-known CIA front. For folks that don't know that, just type Red Cross members intelligence front. It'll, hundreds of articles. And so this is how the system works, folks. They suck off of you. Give to small charities. But tell us, Ellen, how the Red Cross helped run the scams of suppressing the families.
Well, first of all, I'm looking at a three-ring notebook of eight chapters. And first they gathered all these grieving families. And I mean, we are grieving. We are hurting. It feels like you're having a heart attack. The hurt is so bad. They gathered them all together in different areas of sections of the country. They coddled them. They, you know, decided they were going to bring in all these professional people. And I'm going to read you a few. They started a Massachusetts 9/11 fund through stores. They sent in thousands and thousands of dollars. Then there became a financial strategy person who represented them. Then it went to Wells Fargo. They're talking about home mortgages, banking, and then solutions for financial planning, health and education. They even had vacation set up for the children. Anything to bring these people to trust them. But while they were doing that, we were grieving so badly, I didn't buy that. They decided to coerce them into medication. Yes, we were grieving. Now they're all on medication. And then they take this huge meeting, bring it to Boston, and they all meet, these professional people all meet either through President Bush and Jeb Bush's private attorneys who helped out with the 2000 election, to whom he borrowed a lot of money from. This law firm is called Greenberg and Trierig from Boston. This is where my grieving stepdaughter, my husband's only heir, met in that office through those people a year or so after I had been approved court-wise to be the administrator of my dead husband's estate. They persuaded her, we don't know how, to go after me to fight for the estate. They will do anything to anybody to get their way. And they did it.
Well, it's been in the news that the government comes to the families and says, look, just shut up about 9/11 and questions and you'll get millions of dollars.
No, you will not get millions of dollars. They take the age of the deceased person. They take what he's made. How many years left till he's 65? How many dependents? And that's how they size up.
And understand, the Red Cross and United Way, how many billions? It ended up being, what, $5 billion they got?
I don't know, but they stole from the widows and the families over $1 billion. Gave it to the cleanup crew to eat. Okay, where is FEMA? So your
Well, they always say it's for that. Did you know in World War II in Korea and Vietnam they would charge for donuts?
Yeah.
And I can't tell you how many veterans I've had call in. Occasionally they would go buy a carton of cigarettes from the Red Cross because they would sell stuff, and they'd open it, and there'd be a letter to another GI and some money. And in some occasions you'd get your own mail hidden inside the cigarette pack. Their specialty is mail stealing.
Right.
I'm not kidding, Ellen.
Oh, I believe it. I mean, they're stealing children right from their mothers and fathers here in our country. They have people that know that, you know, like the agencies, the social agencies in schools and them, if they don't like the parent or something about them or they have a gripe to grind, they will report them. You never know who your accuser is. And then you get a knock at the door and your children are taken away. That is what's happening.
So this is what families you're talking to have told you.
Yes, it is. I'm sitting looking at one of the dads right now that hasn't seen his three beautiful children for 5 years. They had no justice in the court system. They couldn't face their accusers.
So now, because of this, you're finding out about the whole New World Order system.
I'm finding about this whole rotten, corrupt judicial system that we should be really bringing down through our legislatures, our senators, state reps, and the whole corruption here.
Well, I want to get into 9/11. I want to get into the suits. I want to give folks the latest developments when we get back. Ellen Mariani, again, you've probably seen her on national TV a few times. Just a bulldog when it comes to the truth. And the globalists have a problem because there's strong women like her out there who's going to fight to get the truth out about what happened to her husband. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Thank you. We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
How would you like to lose weight 24 hours a day? Now you can with the all-new Slim Sculpt Weight Loss System. Let your body's metabolism burn the fat for you. It's fast and easy. Start with Slim Sculpt's 48-hour diet juice to quickly lose up to 10 pounds in 2 days. Then take the daily Slim Sculpt tablets to boost your metabolism and curb your appetite. And use the amazing weight-burning cream to sculpt your hips, thighs, waist, and tummy into the body of your dreams. Follow our system and we guarantee you'll lose weight fast and keep it off. The Slim Sculpt system is tested and proven effective to lose weight fast and keep it off for men and women.
Call right now and get a free month's supply with every order. 800-275-0359. We guarantee you'll lose weight with Slim Sculpt. So call right now for the risk-free offer. 800-275-0359. 800-275-0359. 800-275-0359.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself. The reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@aol.com. That's 800-453-2202.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're going to go back to Ellen Mariani here in just a few minutes, and we'll talk to Roger and Mark and Don and others. Before we go back to Ellen, my friends, if we don't expose who was behind 9/11, the globalists are going to take over. The New World Order is going to win. They're going to use 9/11. To totally dismantle the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Frankly, that's already happened with the bill they passed a month ago, the forced psychological testing, the military on the streets, the Patriot Act II, the national ID card, face scanning cameras, cameras that scan your license plates, but none of that on the border. Total control. This is their pretext to scare us into submission. If we do not expose what really happened on 9/11, it's over. Now, in a Zogby poll, half of New Yorkers believe the government was behind 9/11. 66% think that there was prior knowledge and there should be a new investigation. The 9/11 Whitewash Commission was appointed by Lord Bush. We document this. We cover what really happened on 9/11 and in other examples of government-sponsored terror in my two 9/11 films, 9/11 The Road to Tyranny and part two of that, The Masters of Terror. I also carry George Humphrey's 9/11 video. 9/11, the great illusion, end game of the Illuminati. I also carry Eric Hubschman's video, 9/11, Painful Deceptions. My book, 9/11, Descent into Tyranny. Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite-Sponsored Terror in the New World Order. I've got a deal right now where you get all four of those 9/11 films and Paul Watson's 300-plus page book full of documents and photos for $59.95. Get them. Watch them. Read it. Then give them as gifts. Make copies of my videos. Pop them in the DVD maker. Pop them in the VHS maker. Make copies. Give them to talk show hosts. Give them to your pastor. Give them to your rabbi. Give them to the VFW. This is how we're going to win, by exposing. So when the globalists blow something else up, and by exposing them, they could back off, but if they do, then people are at least going to know who stands to gain and that giving up liberty doesn't keep us safe. And you can say, oh, there's nothing we can do. They're too powerful. If you have that attitude, we're cooked, folks. We can turn things around with God's help. But you got to take action. So call toll-free to get my films. 1-888-253-3139. Get them individually or get them in package deals. 1-888-253-3139. Take Road to Tyranny. Buy one at regular price. Each additional copy, $5.95. I don't make any money on that. The point is to get the information out to people. 1-888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And you can watch all the films, the weekly special reports at PrisonPlanet.tv for 15 cents a day. And a lot of it's for free on the site as well, so just go there. I can't tell you how many victims, family members I've talked to of 9/11 who woke up because you gave them a copy of my video, listeners. I can't tell you the effects you've already had, and I want to commend you. Ellen Mariani, some good places to read some of the things you've documented and your lawsuits and the criminal complaint, Elliot Spitzer. A good place to check that out is Tom Flacco's website, isn't it?
That's correct, tomflacco.com. Scroll down to 2 to 3 of the letters that he was with me and saw how I was treated in the court system of the state of New Hampshire and also in the federal courts of New York, where they did throw it out, my wrongful death, which was December 20th, 2001. Both attorneys, number one, Nolan, number two, Schiavo, sat there. Nolan manipulated with Kenneth Feinberg behind my back. I have proof of that. I've got the letter. Mary Schiavo sat in a private secret meeting before that. She sat there while they threw it out. She never intervened, objected, nothing. In the meantime, she quit using another excuse and nasty words against me. But I want to read something here. After the Greenberg trial, which is President Bush's private attorneys in Boston, found an attorney for the stepdaughter, they went in and plunked another lawsuit aside of mine. And the judge's orders were, if this doesn't get settled and some problem arises, I have to intervene. So they were going to do no matter what they could. And it all started probably after 22 days of me putting the RICO in by Phil Bergman, number third attorney. How do you like that? That's in writing. The court's conversation. And
well, Ellen, you know, I'm impressed by your information and your tenacity. But when I had Berg on, I mean, he was saying he thought the government was behind the attacks. He seemed, pretty credible. But, I mean, if they brought him in there and said, look, we're throwing this out anyways, is it bad that he tried to settle something?
He was not. I am in charge of my lawsuit. I know my lawsuit better than any attorney.
No, I understand. And you're saying that he went in there.
And he did not go and talk to me of what he did behind my back with this brand new attorney from Boston, Capace, who the Greenberg and Trierig somehow got the stepdaughter involved in. And then also another attorney they got involved with in New Hampshire, who's an insurance attorney who represents all insurance companies. Now, this Greenberg and Trierig company has two lawyers who represent United Airlines. Do you see the web that's being weaved?
No, I understand. This is hundreds of billions of dollars, and it was a very profitable enterprise for the globalists. The airlines got $25 billion free. They could have all flown for, what was it, 4 or 5 years without ever charging any fee and still made money.
Well,
they use it as an excuse to lay people off and restrict routes and became quite a boon for them.
Alex,
so
they got my stepdaughter, the only heir, Neil Mariani's daughter, to start going against me as the enemy. She had approved for me being the administrator. Then I started getting interrogatory questions, request for production of documents, 22 days after I had, with Phil Berg, put in a RICO lawsuit.
Well, they you're suing the president for 9/11, and it's gonna be serious stuff you're up against. Now, in the lawsuit, you went through a lot of key points evidence of government complicity.
I do not know the law. I trusted my attorney. Two of them, I'm sorry, they did not stand up for their clients.
Well, now where are you going in the future with this?
Now I am not going to have to trust Phil Berg. He went behind my back.
I understand that, Ellen, but now what are you going to do?
Wait a minute, let me finish, Alex. He went to and got an agreement signed that I would give up my administrex that I'd worked three long, sad years with, and I said no. Well, they used Phil Berg as doing errors in the New York courthouse. What the error is they used to get me to sign off was Phil Berg is a Pennsylvania attorney. What was he doing representing me without a Pro Hac Vici, which means you have to have a New York attorney represent you in the federal courts of New York against United Airlines. He went in there on his own, the 32-year-old, year lawyer. He knew when he came to New Hampshire he had to be approved under a New Hampshire attorney. Why did he do that? So they used that as an excuse. I'm going to read you two words. It appears that upon information and belief, Ms. Mariani's lawsuit did not include all the potential defendants and service of process is defective. Are they going against any attorneys? No. But that was their excuse. I have it in writing. That's why they wanted me to step down. I lost my dead husband's rights as the administrator. They did it. They lied. They put me through hell for over a year, and they got their way thanks to this corrupt judicial system in our United States.
Ellen, and that's just terrible, but what are you going to do now?
I can't tell you. I never give up. I won't give up. You know, if I gave up, I probably, you know, a lot of people in the courts have put innocent people in jail, prison. It is sick. How many innocent people are in there? They can't vote. They can't speak. They've given up their rights. This is a crime. It's got to stop, ladies and gentlemen. You got to walk with me.
Listen, I hardly agree with you that things are out of control in this country across the board, and the courts are just in a horrible state of affairs, and it's just getting worse and worse and worse. But there are a lot of other families that have been going public, Ellen, a lot of other widows and widowers saying they're not buying the official story. What are they up to right now when you're in contact with them?
I don't know. Everybody feels their loss is so severe they can't talk about it. A lot of them will not talk about it. They're waiting to see what Alan Mariani is up to. Well, that's okay, but their case is their loss.
Well, they also take, out of the thousands and thousands of family members, they take four or five people and trot them out to push for the Patriot Act and to push for the police state, and then it'll be in the back of the news wire, you know, hundreds of families rallying, saying, don't use our loved ones' names to sell your system.
Well, who used it? The government used it to promote themselves, you know. It was for our public support for a war on terrorism. I find that distasteful. So it isn't them taking out the families. It was the parties that did this. And it is my personal belief that they intentionally allowed September 11th to happen, and that was for political gain. And, you know, our American dreams of freedom have been shattered for the future.
I know it's hard for you. We appreciate your courage. It's just amazing to see all of this unfolding.
I want to say something here. I was given by two attorneys, Mary Schiavo and Don Nolan, terrorism Lipton report. If people could ever go to the Lipton report, it started in 1979, aftermath of terrorism. Terrorism deaths increased, terrorism updates, the 82 terrorist activities, threats, targets of U.S. businesses. This is back in 79. What are they lying to us for?
I don't quite take your point.
The point is the terrorism started way back. Way back in 1979. I have the report. The Lipton Report states this.
Well, the terrorism has been going on longer than that, and there were over 300 terrorist bombings in America in the 60s and 70s, and Bill Clinton released people who killed police officers. That was some of the folks that he gave clemency when he left office.
You know, if my husband could speak today, which he can't, he would ask our courts, our judicial system, why did he have to die in such a shameful way on the soil he protected in the Air Force for 4 years? He did not abandon me. They did. United Airlines did, and our government has, for not protecting us. And that's how I feel if he could speak today.
Well, what do you think of the 9/11 Whitewash Commission?
Well, until they bring them all in and publicize it publicly, okay, we're never going to know the truth. We cannot allow them to go through side doors, back doors, and then those people like the 9/11 Commission, is that what you're talking about?
Yes, the 9/11
Commission.
Well,
they were all connected with some type of employment or hirement from previous government or that government. And I was not expecting anything
good.
Well,
Chairman Keane was in business with the Bin Laden family.
Correct.
And the head staffer for the committee, you know, was writing national security books with Condoleezza Rice. I mean, they tried to have Henry Kissinger be the independent chairman at the first. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Well, we need to bring them all before the public system and no hiding.
Well, I would say this. If we had a real grand jury that wasn't
that's
a rubber
correct.
Stamp, of the prosecutors at a state or federal grand jury, they could bring this whole thing down. And it was a federal grand jury that hauled Bill Clinton into court.
Exactly. Exactly. And he didn't, my husband was alive then. I'm not approving what he did. But if they want to go into Tom Flacco, they will see where I wrote to the judge, Christina O'Neill, and told in the end how I found out how the New Hampshire female attorney and all the rest of those attorneys on the other side with my stepdaughter and the Boston are all intertwined together. If they would go on tomflacco.com, they will see all these stories where I was fighting. The hell they have put me through. If I have to do this to get the truth out, I'm glad I did it.
Well, certainly. I mean, bottom line, you got a lot of the unanswered questions and answered questions out into a public venue, and so you know, duty is ours, consequences are God's, and we've got a responsibility to tell the truth and do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
But if the courts are hopelessly corrupt, what do you see happening in the future of America?
I don't know, but I want to tell you what the children hope happens in our country. I don't know. This is from a little girl. Actually, it's my granddaughter in the Carolinas. I don't know what tomorrow holds. But I know who holds tomorrow, and it's all those children. That's what we're working and fighting for.
Well, I agree with you. Have you heard of the new Freedom Initiative where they're going to forcibly psychologically test all the children?
There we go again. We have to probably go back to homeschooling where we have rights. My grandmother brought me up and said, if you want to have your children be your own, you put them in private schools. I'm sorry, because once you put them in a government school, they're not yours. There is one more thing I want to say, that I feel this government has covered up the truth from day one. And she used to say to me how I had been treated through these courts, thinking I was the murderer of my husband and everybody else on September 11th. I kept thinking of what she said to me. What has this judicial system done or is doing to be so suspicious of I, a 9/11 widow. What are they doing? Okay, everybody has to start screaming to these television stations who are members of the Council on Foreign Relations. They have blocked all news that we want to hear to their way, to the government's way, and it has to stop. That's where we have to start.
No, you're absolutely right. It's out of control. People can read some of the great analysis and about your suit and about the criminal complaints. They can check that out at TomFlacco.com. And, Ellen, if folks want to get in contact with you or want to support you or want to give you any advice, is there a way people can talk?
They can go through TomFlacco.com. He has stood by me. Watch what they haven't done in the court systems, how I've been persecuted.
Now, Tom has really been a great investigative reporter. I mean, he's out there working 6-7 days a week on 9/11.
I want to tell you a little tiny second about Tom. Tom lost a son in another country, not very far from the United States. It's called Mexico. He has tried through our judicial system to get justice, like I'm trying, and they threw his out. Now, you're going to find out there is definitely something wrong here, and we need to clean house.
The criminals run the country. Ellen Mariani, thank you for coming on with us.
You're welcome, Alex. Thank you. Please tell your audience to walk with me.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Care.
Bye-bye.
What a sweet lady. Going through a lot of pain right now, folks. The pain that the New World Order has inflicted. We'll come back and talk to Roger, Mark, Don, and others. Ton of news. A whole third hour coming up as well.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Roger, Mark, Don, David, Lane, everybody, your calls are coming up right now. Let's go ahead and talk to Roger in Pennsylvania. Roger, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. You got me?
Yeah, I do. Sure do.
Yeah. Come on, Ellen. I suppose you're going to tell us that Hitler's Nazi started the Reichstag fire, huh? Hey, but I would have loved to ask her. Maybe she could call back, respond to this. But what does she make of those carefully triple, or yourself as well, those carefully triple-screened, hand-selected 911 family of victim staffs whose pictures were trotted out in all the newspapers to propagandize for that worthless...
Well, that's what I mentioned to her. I mean, you've literally got thousands of people that have marched around the White House, victims, with signs saying Bush did it, Bush knew, years ago, but all you ever see is four or five families being trotted out everywhere.
Yeah, that worthless snow job of an intelligence bill, as McLaughlin said, you'll never hear from them again. Has anyone got to interview any of them and host those, that photo op business? And are they a particularly credulous group of sycophants or just bought off or what?
Well, a lot of people are just ignorant and trust their government. I mean, you know, but I'm a good person, so everybody else must be good in the world. Thanks for the call, Roger.
Alex, I had two unconnected items. I've been wanting to call this point with bunches of guests over the last week on the Alberto Gonzalez Attorney General appointment. That
sure.
is the part about where he said that Bush doesn't have to follow unconstitutional laws. Now, you recall that Dr. Stan Monteith, as one of some 10 or 15 Christians who got to vet D.W. in private in his first pre-primary, asked George if he would veto unconstitutional laws. And as he says, George sat back in his chair, sat back some more, finally responding, "I don't understand the question." So as Dr.
Yeah, let me just stop you there, Roger, and thanks for the call. Look, to say that, well, we're going to torture people up until the time they die, and then it's not our fault that they have organ failure and die, and we can bury people alive and drown them. I mean, this was all listed. And to say then, so we don't have to follow the federal law against torturing someone to death because it could be unconstitutional. His memo just said the law flows from Bush. Bush is absolute dictator. Okay, that's what he said. And then the spin is, well, if it's unconstitutional, but I take your point of how it's a fraud at another level, and I am familiar with Dr. Stan Monteith talking about that. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Mark in Ohio. Go ahead, Mark.
Yes, Alex, I'm extremely moved by Ellie Mariani's testimony there, and I just want to let know that as far as Cincinnati, Ohio is concerned, I've been kind of sitting on top of this, and I do apologize. Well, if anything is being done, I mean, it's going to be done now. I mean, we've got to get justice for this lady. I mean, it's just, this has got to be exposed.
Well, let me tell you something. We've got to get justice for everybody because it's only going to get worse, sir.
We
have a government that's totally criminal that carries out terror attacks to scare us into accepting a world government. And if we
don't
expose this now, it's over.
I don't accept one bit of this. And I just want to give you a heads up on this. I don't know if you heard about this or not. I was like listening to a radio station here in Cincinnati, Ohio, and I just caught the end of it. It sounded like they were talking about some Pentagon papers that were leaked or something, that they were actually experimenting on certain biological weapons. One of them was supposed to give the quote-unquote
homosexual sex.
Yeah. I mean, this is just crazy. I'm just dumbfounded. I mean, they're turning us into monsters. And I can imagine a whole bunch of neocons out there going, they're thinking that's just funnier than hell.
Is they'll use our private money to develop an aphrodisiac and then actually patent it and sell it to the public. But, yeah, it was to spray troops with a mind-control drug that makes the men start having intercourse.
This
Christian and conservative.
Yes, it sure is. It sounds like Sodom and Gomorrah all over again, doesn't it?
Well, they'll probably start using it on our flying over our cities with it.
Actually, they could spray it over Bohemian Grove. It should help all of them.
Well, that's where the Christian conservatives do their thing.
Hey, yeah.
You know,
I think it's a great idea.
The false Christian conservatives. Thanks for the call. Terror.